Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast. It's a podcast with Laura Clary. Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Great. Welcome to the Laura Clary Podcast. Thanks for coming. Thanks for joining.
Hooray. Hooray.
Yeah. So, I thought I was pregnant.
Yeah, I was hoping. Well, it was very scary. It was very much drama this morning watching that thing.
Well, I was really been nauseous for the past 4 days, especially in the mornings, feeling so sick. Can't barely eat. So nauseous. Feel like I want to throw up every morning. And of course, everything I read is you're pregnant. And Steven's pullout game has been incredibly weak.
It's not that it's weak, it's that I didn't.
Yeah, that's how but weak your game ago. Is.
No, it was, yeah, it was weak. Weak
right. Game. That's the ultimate weak pullout game. It's a pullout fail.
Well, that's...
And I know you guys are thinking, who the fuck uses the pullout method? What are you guys crazy?
A lot of people do.
Well, but yeah, but it's also like really got, like you use the pullout method if you want to get pregnant. Because it's not like if you don't want to get pregnant, you're on birth control or use condoms. Pull out is like not a secure method at all.
Well, I didn't know how I kept going from very excited to very scared this morning when we did the test. And then it's kind of like a game show, that test,
a game
isn't it?
Show?
Because you got block one, block two.
I'm glad that's how you look at our potential baby.
It was like a game show thing, like,
oh, God.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it was. I mean... I was absolutely convinced.
So was I.
Yeah.
I was 100% convinced.
But here's the kicker, you guys. So my period isn't due for until 7 days. So it's actually, the test is not completely accurate because.
I thought the test was
accurate. No, it even says take the test the day of your expected period or the day after.
Really?
And then it says you can do it up to like 4 days before your expected period.
Okay, wait, so Teen Mom, that show Teen Mom, aren't they always taking pregnancy tests on that show after they've the minute after or something?
I've never
seen that show, in all honesty. I've never seen that show, so I don't really know what I'm talking about.
I was just going to say, like, when are you watching Teen Mom?
I've never seen it. Apparently, it's really good. Like, I've read, like, it's good on the...
I've never seen Teen Mom.
Is it English? Is it in America?
I only know of the American Teen Mom.
All right, so you do have it here. It was big in England.
Now that Kylie Jenner just had a baby, I feel like pregnancy is going to become trendy amongst
Christ!
The teens. After they get their lips done, they're going to go get preggers like Kylie Jenner.
I like the Kardashians. I don't know why people are so horrible to them.
Well, they're just kind of easy to make fun of, you know? And so that's all. It's like they're in everyone's faces all the time and they're characters. And so not everyone is horrible to them. They have a lot of fans,
they
too.
They do have a lot of hate, though. There's a lot of hate for the Kardashians. Like when you do your... Nancy and the Kardashians, most of the comments are like, I can't stand these women.
Yes, because I think that most people cannot relate. They can relate to the family dynamics, perhaps, but the privilege and the wealth and the plastic surgery and the drama of it all is it's unappealing to most people, to working class people, middle class people. It's just not... They don't identify with
them. So why is it such a massive hit then?
Well, because a lot of people do.
Exactly.
Well, it's like that, like watching Cribs, right? Even though they like rent those houses
yes,
for the episode.
My ex-manager told me that he looked after a lot of hip-hop guys and they all rented those houses for Cribs, like the day off.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it really is. I feel so deceived. I think people watch for the fantasy aspect. They're also entertaining, but what I'm saying is I see why people don't like them, right. And I see why people like them.
People don't like the voice, do they?
And then it's that like living from the valley and vocal fry.
Have they always lived in the valley?
Yeah. Huh. And they've always talked like that. So. But yeah, no, I have nothing against them. I will say that I don't think Kylie's a great influence on young impressionable teens because they're getting work done and their brains aren't even fully developed and they're making these decisions and they're injecting their faces at like such a young age. It just feels kind of wrong. And then now I do feel like there's this Kardashian effect.
How old is she though?
Well, now maybe she's like 20, but I feel like she started getting work done at like 16 or 15 or something. Or 16.
Have you seen that? I showed you the Instagram account where someone's photoshopped Kylie's old face onto her new body.
Yes.
Very funny.
Yes.
I have to put a link in the show notes to what that is.
Yeah, it's really funny. But come on, that's not a good influence. And then are you not noticing that like... everyone's looking the same?
I haven't noticed it apart from on Instagram. I haven't seen it in real life.
But Instagram is like the zeitgeist and the...
Yeah, but if you walk down the street, you don't see people that look like the Kardashians.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They're on Instagram, though.
Yeah, right. I see what you're saying.
Why are people getting their butts made, put stuff in their butts? What the hell?
It's like a trend now.
It's so weird.
It's an actual trend.
I should do it because I don't have a bum at all.
I love your small butt.
I'm going to put balloons in it.
I love your small butt. Okay. I think it's adorable. Yeah. It's so cute.
Okay.
But it is extremely small. But I think it's cute. Okay. It's so cute. It's adorable.
Oliver's also got a very small bum. Have you noticed?
If you had a very small dick, that'd be another story.
Yes, but that's not the case. Oh, God.
Pardon me. I'm so 3 days of nausea.
Yes.
And then now I'm coughing and I'm flying to New Orleans tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. With the flights at 9. I'm flying to promote this show, this TNT show. And I just pray to God that it doesn't get worse because there's nothing worse than flying out of town for work while you're sick. Steven and I did this commercial one time for a memory foam pillow with Steven, me, and Oliver. We were all in it. Christina, if you want to put a link to it, it's really trippy.
It is trippy.
The commercial. Of course it is because I wrote it. And I got really, really sick during that shoot. And by the end, I couldn't even say my lines. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Like,
these pillows are great.
Yeah.
I'm like, these pillows make my... so
that's
much better.
Right, and you got through it. But yeah, the other guy on it was couldn't remember his lines. It was weird.
That's right.
He kept getting it wrong all the time.
You know, that happens, and it's like it's really awkward when that happens because everyone is on set and there's this time crunch and the stakes are high and there's money being spent. And then you have the actor who just doesn't know their lines and it's like holds things up so much and it's super awkward for everyone involved.
It's embarrassing for the person probably as well.
But that person just didn't do the work.
Yeah, I was that because I'd never acted before and I was paranoid about not knowing what the words were. So, and I only had a few lines and I remember going, say what. And then I was like, wait, that guy, he's an actor, he don't even know what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's just making it up.
Yeah. Yeah. That was funny, but he was a very sweet guy.
He was sweet, and he was very funny. No, he's funny, though. He's very funny.
Really funny. I'm really sorry, you guys. I know it's so annoying to hear coughs. There's nothing worse.
I think Oliver wants a cuddle. He's very under the weather today. We're all under the weather.
Yeah, man. I just like... should I just cancel this trip?
Well,
I'm so nervous about going.
We'll see how you feel in the morning, I guess.
I mean, it's not the end of the world if I can't. If I'm worse in the morning, then it is what it is. I feel like I'm gonna know, like in the morning, but I don't like this whole voice thing that's happening.
Hmm. Oliver, I can hear you licking.
Yeah, Oliver, your stupid little licks are being picked up on the mics.
Right on the podcast.
You're ruining our podcast.
Yeah, Oliver.
So I got some really good questions from the fans yesterday. So many questions. Snap My Life says, are you happy with Steven?
Wait a minute. You wrote that one yourself.
No.
No, I'm joking.
Extremely happy with Steven, yes, yeah. Of course.
It's only because I just made a nice dinner.
Panda Flow says, can we have more Nancy? Absolutely.
Nancy.
Lee Sean 44 says, how did you change your life around and become successful? What changed in your way of life, and how did you take the first step to your success?
Mm-hmm. He's licking the whole time. Can I just, shall I take him? Oh, there you go. There you go. Solved it.
So, okay. How I changed my life around before I became successful. Well, the first thing is I stopped using and drinking. So that's really, I think, the key to my success. I was managing to book jobs here and there, but I was nowhere near my potential until I got sober. So getting sober was huge for me because it cleared my head and it allowed me to focus on my art and my purpose and my mission. What changed in your way of life so that, and how did you take the first step towards your success? Well, one day I was in a lot of pain because I was too scared to post a video. And so I called my sponsor and I said, I'm scared to post a video. And she said, Laura, you're an artist. Make art. Laura, you're an artist. Make art. Stay in the action and out of the results. And for some reason, that just really stuck with me. Oh my God, it's so simple. I'm an artist. Make art. You know, stay in the action, out of the results. Stop caring about what people think of your videos or if anyone cares. Just make it. Just make it and stay in the action and make art. And so I just took that to heart, and that's that. Steven had been trying to get me to do videos forever.
Yeah, I knew you'd be good at YouTube.
But I was so terrified.
You don't do YouTube, really.
Who was your biggest inspiration? That's a tough one because there's so many, but I would say comedically, I would say like Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett, Kristen Wiig, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Will Ferrell, Chris Farley, Mike Myers. I would say maybe now Gary Shandling, even though we're different in our style, Larry David, Ricky Gervais.
The Gary Shandling show is great, isn't it?
Larry Sanders Show.
He had another show called The Gary Shandling Show, anyway.
That's right. Constanza Castro says, how can you be so fucking funny? Oh, that's nice. I think I was born that way. Maybe it's Maybelline. What's your main goal in life at this moment? Steven, why don't you take that one? What's your main goal in life at this moment?
To keep doing what we're doing, but in both of our careers.
Your main goal in life is to keep doing what we're already doing.
And growing it. That's the main thing, I think.
So it's growing.
Oh, and also making our own films. That's my main one. And TV shows.
Films
and TV shows.
That's your main goal?
Yeah. Eventually. Like, that's the big, big, big picture.
Okay, yeah. Because I guess you're right. There's the 6-month goal, the 1-year goal, the 5-year goal.
This is like a 5-year.
I feel like 5 years is like our musical.
Oh, yeah, the musical. Right?
But also, yes. Movies. I feel like movies for movie us is musical. Like, I feel like movies is like just around the corner. I feel like movies can be 1 to 2 years. Oh. I had the head of Lionsgate like ask me to come. He had me come into the office and asked if I wanted to do a movie for $2 million.
But unfortunately.
Meaning the budget, not my.
No, but it sounds like a lot of money, but animation. Which we would do, or video image manipulation, costs so much money that wouldn't even give us like half an hour, probably.
No, I think,
Family Guy's like $1 million for half an hour, right? Is that right?
We just have to figure out a way to do it.
It's so expensive.
So Steven's scoring the new, what's it called?
Predator.
And he asked everyone on Instagram, scoring a new film, guess what it is? And everyone thought it was the Hell and Smash movie.
Oh, it's the Hell of Helen Smash movie. Yeah. So, but
who's going to guess? I bet they're remaking Predator.
It's big online. Everyone knows about it. Oh,
that's funny.
There's a lot of buzz online about it. So I thought I don't know, actually.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought you go from making these huge movies and then scoring my stuff, which is like so just
well today amateur. I've been doing Predator, and I've also been doing
you can say
Helen Horvath special
animation.
Well, it's not the animation.
Oof. Yeah,
that's what I'm worried about, is that people will see it and be like, oh, is this the animation? This video we just dropped on Saturday is not the animation. It's like a demo for the animation.
How come you go so close to the mic like that?
It's called mic technique, darling.
But isn't it just a little poppy and too much?
It's the way you're supposed to talk into a mic.
You're supposed to like make out with it pretty much? Really?
Yeah.
Because like what happens if I'm here though?
Not much.
Interesting.
You sound a lot better like that.
Really?
A million times better.
A million times better.
Ask the audience, which is better?
Does this sound better? Or does this sound better?
Like night and day.
Is it night and day?
You got the reason that you sound weird is you've got the wrong headphones on.
I'm actually making out with the mic.
ASMR. They do that.
What's that?
That sort of noise. These people love, they love that. They say it's not sexual, though. I don't know about that. They have, like, people...
Let's try it. It's always women doing that on
YouTube.
Okay, ready?
I don't think that's ASMR. I think that's...
I'm going to put the mic... With you. I'm going to put... I'm going to put the mic in my mouth and see how that sounds.
You
ready?
Couldn't because it's too big.
Sick.
That's bizarre. That sounds strange. I bet this is a great podcast for people listening at home on the headphones. That's weird. Why are you so weird? What the fuck? She's actually got the microphone. You can't Facebook Live this. By the way, everyone, we normally do Facebook Live. What are you doing? Do you want to tell them why we can't do Facebook Live this week, Miss Contravening the Laws of the Land?
What? Oh my god.
Yes.
I got banned.
Again. Second time in like... We got banned the very first day of season one of the season three of Help, Hell and Smash. The day before, banned.
I cannot believe we got banned. We're banned from Facebook for 3 days, you guys.
For the second time, though. And who was it told you that would happen? Oh, a little guy over here. And who was it said it won't happen? Oh, a little girl over there. It's going to be fine. Oh, I don't know about that. Maybe don't put Kanye West in a video.
I'm really sorry.
It wasn't just Kanye. It was John Travolta and Exhibit.
That one didn't get banned. I took it down, John Travolta.
Well, they told you to protect it.
So I got banned initially for posting some sort of copyright. But here's the bullshit thing about this bitch. Here, I'll tell you right now.
Unless you're listening from Facebook, in which case it isn't. It's perfectly reasonable.
No, this is bullshit, okay? Let me go live on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, you can go live
Here's the bullshit thing about... Okay, guys, so I'm banned from Facebook, FYI. Welcome to Instagram. I'm just going live on Instagram. And I'm banned, you guys, from Facebook for 3 days. So yeah. I'm banned from Facebook because I posted a video of me scooping cat litter... Listening to Scoopity Poop.
Yeah, but it's Kanye bloody West.
Scoopity Poop.
I said, don't do that.
Scoopity Poop.
You're going to get banned. I said that so many times.
And I was like, dude, I'm not going to get banned.
You did as well. And now look.
So now I'm banned from Facebook for 3 days. I have an episode to post tomorrow morning.
A special, special episode.
An animation, you guys.
Well, don't tell them.
Well, I'm telling them. Hey, guys. Hey, everyone.
Well, now they all know it's not going to be special.
This is Instagram.
But this is going up before the animation.
This is Instagram, okay. Not Facebook. All right, Facebook's where the hardcore fans are anyway.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Hey, everyone. Hello. Any questions you guys have, just type them on in. So anyway, what I was trying to say is Facebook, but here's why it's bullshit. Let me just say this.
All right, bye.
I'm not monetizing the Kanye West video. There's just a little bit of his music in there. I could see if I was putting an ad and I was making money off of it, I could see that being a problem, but I'm not. So what's the problem?
Well, it's intellectual property. It's his song, isn't it?
But I'm not making money off of it. Hey.
That's true.
What's up, guys? And so this is the second time I've been banned from Facebook. But I'm just happy that it wasn't for like 3 months.
Yeah, but I heard that you can get banned for like up to 6 months.
Are you filming any more stand-up specials soon? I love that you think I've ever filmed a stand-up special. Who did you see that you thought was me? Because I've never filmed a stand-up
special. Ricky Gervais?
Do you think I'm Ricky Gervais? I really give off the Ricky Gervais vibe.
Definitely. I think it's
because the fact that like I'm 50 and I have a dick.
Exactly.
And I'm British.
Yes.
That's my main.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to kick his dick. Then once I'm done kicking the dick, I'm going to go back to the sack.
Jeez,
and I'm
going to
smack the sack again.
Why this? I hate this.
Do the sack tap.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that?
Tap his sack.
That was weird.
This was your fault, you guys.
Oh, yeah. They're to blame.
So here's what's happened. So Steven's making a beat, right? And we're like, all right, let's make a song right here, right now on an Instagram live.
That's right.
So I said, you guys feed me lyrics and then I'll just sing them and we'll make the song. And whatever you guys say, I'm just going to do it. So someone wrote like tap his sack. So then
I know exactly how it happened. Okay. You said, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to tap Steven's sack. Disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, number one, disgusting thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, you went upstairs and then I was making the beat when you came up and then you were like, oh
yeah.
I could fuse these two things together.
That's right. And I was like, oh, let's make a song because I like this beat. And then I was like, tap his sack.
That's right.
Do the sack tap.
Yeah, yeah.
Attack the sack.
Yeah.
And then literally we start, you guys all are writing all these lyrics and then that was fucking it. We made a music video for it, and when we were like, and then I found this like adorable little Asian girl, Eve, and I was like, hey, you want to be my video called the sack tap, and you'll just like basically tap some stranger sack, and she's like, okay, sure.
She's up for it.
And I was like, cool. And then literally we fucking did that and rented a studio just because we said we would do it.
Yeah.
And then we released it and we were like, what did we just do?
I know.
Why
crazy.
The fuck did we just release a song called The Sack Tap?
Yeah, it was a bit bizarre. It wasn't one of our best ones. Although I'm happy with the backing track, with the song, although it is about attacking saps, which is weird.
Oh, Christina, you should play The Sack Tap on the podcast. You should play a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Don't have a job and don't care to get one? Well, I've got the perfect activity for you. And it's not only fun, but it's free. It's called the sack tap, and it's just as easy as it sounds.
I love that sack tap. It's my favorite activity.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give that sack a tap. Give that sack a tap. Give that sack a tap. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give that sack a tap. Give that sack a tap. Give that sack a tap. Do the sack tap. Tap a sack. Do the sack tap. Attack the sack. Faintly touch the tames. Faintly touch the tames. Flap that flap flap. Attack the sack.
But here's the thing about that. I think it's fun because we did it, you guys, for you guys.
Yeah, they wrote it.
Because you guys wrote that. disgusting song.
You perverts! Jesus, you disgusting perverts!
If you yell, it really hurts my ears. Hey everyone,
Take the headphones off. I'm gonna shout in here really loud.
Okay, fine, I'll take them off.
Thank you. And then put those ones on, the real ones.
It's fine, I don't need headphones. Hey guys, hey Minnie. So Josh says, how do you pronounce your name? So it's pronounced Laura
Celery.
Laura Clary. Clary.
Some people say...
Or actually, it's French, okay? It's French. So it's Laura Marie Clary.
Can I say one thing?
Laura Marie Clary.
I have to say this.
But you can say Clary.
People. Some people say that they thought your name is Laura Celery. Like, you call yourself that!
Do you understand? Do you understand... People have thought my name was Laura Celery, though, forever. No, dude. People were literally... No. When I was growing up as a kid, they'd be like... People would call the house and be like, is Marilyn Celery there?
No!
Yeah, that's like a very...
No! Just get the whole family. Daniel Celery.
Yeah.
Marilyn Celery.
That's... Dude, that's like a really common. Wait, do you understand too that people all like every other day ask me if my name is Laura Celery? Because I think it's no, because you guys are fucking dyslexic. Thunder says, tell him to stop. Say to him, stop laughing. Stop laughing.
I'm trying.
Okay. No, so you guys, but people, because I think it's like a dyslexic thing. I feel like people, they can't read right. So C-L-E-R-Y, Clary, it's very clearly, but people just read it wrong.
I thought that was a recent thing. Excuse me, everyone. Oh. Oh, that killed me. That really killed me. You know when something really touches your funny bone?
Yeah. So, yeah, what else were we talking about?
Christ.
It's pretty Clary to me. So, yeah, I'm from Downers Grove, Illinois, 10 miles west of Chicago. That's where I'm from. Hi, guys. You good? You good?
I'm good. What are you? Are you all right? I love that when you get in a laughing attack that really, really kills you. I love that. That's
I know,
one of my favorite feelings.
Like,
I'm out of breath
best.
From that. I
yeah.
Love that.
The laugh attack is great.
Laura Celery.
Or have Granny correct people mispronouncing your name. That's funny. So, guys... not pregnant, by the way. Took a test this morning because I was so fucking nauseous for 4 days. I had no idea what was going on, but I still don't know what's going on. Okay, what would you say, Stephen, is your most embarrassing moment that you've ever had happen to you in your entire life?
Oh.
We're about to hear Stephen's most embarrassing moment of his entire life that he's ever had.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. So when I was about 7, we had a school play, and it was my first time ever in a play at school, and I had to be a fireman. And me and Stephen Ford, we're both firemen. And then when it came to do the play, all the parents were there, and me and Stephen Ford went up on stage as a fireman, and we had the fireman's hose with us, and I wet myself all on the floor. Because I was so scared because everyone was there looking at me and I just wet myself and it went all over the stage.
Aww.
Yeah. And the stage was...
So this was like a couple years ago?
Yeah. No, when I was about 7 or 8 and I didn't know what to do and I just froze. And the whole play, everyone was doing their lines and I just froze and I was just weeing myself constantly. And do you know...
Oh my God.
It was mortifying.
How,
I couldn't move.
Exactly how old were you?
So, I would have been 7 or 8.
Oh, and was your mom? Probably...
Yeah, everyone's mom was there.
Were they also like, was it very obvious? I bet it was more obvious to you than anyone else.
It was very, it was obvious enough for the teacher to go on stage at the end of that little thing and say, oh, the hose had water in it. And everyone laughed.
Oh, no.
Yes, they know.
She tried to cover it up.
She tried to cover it up. Mrs. Turnbull tried to cover it up.
But she kind of made it worse. She kind of like roasted you.
She announced it.
She kind of roasted you.
I think she was trying to make it better, but it was much worse.
But she ended up kind of roasting you.
Yeah, she drew attention to it.
Jesus, Oliver. She drew attention to the piece. She should have just left it.
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, the hose had water in it.
I feel like they stopped the scene so that she could come on and say that and clean up.
Oh, fuck. Because your piss was everywhere.
Yeah. And it was a lot. It wouldn't stop.
Because who can stop mid-pee? Seriously. Have you ever been able to stop mid-pee?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to... Now, podcast, you're going to know what that is all referenced to. But the people on Instagram Live are not going to know what that's in reference to.
Look at this fur, baby. All right, guys, I just wanted to pop in and say hi. Love you guys. I'm going to get off.
Bye, Instagram.
Love you guys.
Live.
See you tomorrow. Okay.
Bye.
Not the podcast.
Not the podcast, just Instagram.
Bye, guys. Sometimes I find it really, really difficult to do a live and a podcast. Like, sometimes I really struggle.
Well, then let's just do the podcast.
Well, no, because it's funny. Like,
sometimes it's great when you do
it. It's like, oh, it came alive and it was... But then other times it's like, I'm so distracted because it's like, I've got all these comments coming in and yeah. I'm trying not to ignore them. And then they're saying, oh, I'm bored because I'm not talking to them and engaging with them.
But then, you know...
Like, and then I feel like I'm neglecting the podcast because I'm too involved in the live.
Well, I thought they were going to ask questions.
Okay. Let me pull up some more, I guess. Okay. Before being social media famous, what career did you want to have? Lexi Wark says,
good question.
To be an actress was always the goal. It was not like being a social media influencer or social media famous. That did not exist. So, but I always wanted to do comedy. When you suck your own toes, does it make a popping sound?
Why are people obsessed with toes? I don't know.
Leo Hagshagange says, why are you so annoying, bitch?
Oh, that's interesting.
I was just born that way, honey.
Wait. Is this live? Are these coming in live?
No, these are...
Oh.
Yeah. Do you like being Lauren or Laura or Helen better? You know, I'd say I like being Laura better, but I love playing Helen. But then I also like being, you know, done with Helen for the day because she's a handful.
She is a handful.
Why is she saying I'm a handful?
Oh God. Who let her in?
What do you mean, who let me in? There's a fucking window right there.
Why are you always coming in through the window, you weirdo?
Because you don't lock it, you weirdo.
What have you been up to, Helen?
Just watching you sleep.
Without even a pause. She just answered that. And what else? Anything else going on?
Masturbating, diddling the skittle, polishing my pearl.
What has been going on in Horbath Towers the last week?
Well, Granny is still on Tinder. She keeps giving Viagra to her dates.
Yeah, we saw that with Alan. Anything else been happening in Horbathian villas? The Hobarthian villas.
Just same old shit, you know? Just watching Mari, chilling in my basement. My mom wants me to get out, but you know what? I didn't ask to come in this universe. I didn't ask to come here. No one asked me.
Helen is...
She's the one who created me. She stuck with me.
I bet you're the kind of person that says to your mom, I didn't ask to be born.
That's exactly right, Steve.
Yeah, I knew
that's exactly right.
I knew you were that kind.
I had no choice in the matter.
I knew you were that.
And now
kind
I'm
of
expected
person.
To get a job. I'm expected to be a productive member of society. I'm expected to pay bills
as an adult.
We saw a car.
Bullshit.
We saw
shoplift.
We saw,
I'll take what I like.
We saw a car that was like two Horbath characters in the car in Best Buy.
What the fuck is that supposed to be?
Well, it looked like two of your family members.
Why? Because it was a hoopty?
It was a hoopty.
Sorry that I'm not from the royal family.
It was a hoopty car and they had these massive big gulps and they were smoking weed.
Why is that funny?
Because it's you.
I don't understand why that's funny.
It's you and Granny. That's what you like. Oh, God.
I have to say that Granny is like straight up everyone's favorite character.
People
well, actually,
Granny.
No. I think Helen, though, at the end of the day, like...
It was Helen's show.
Yeah, but Granny is definitely the fave.
Amanda's really popular.
So how's the film going?
It's going well. I've been on it for 1 week now. This time last week, I went to see it.
Yeah, and this was like the longest you've gone without scoring a film.
I haven't
in
scored
how many...
a film for a whole year. It's the longest I've been without scoring a film since I started scoring films when I was 23.
Yeah.
So that's...
20 years ago.
20 years. Oh, my God.
He's old
21
as shit.
Years. I've been doing music for movies for 21 years.
Steven's older than he looks. Or, I mean...
I'm 44.
Yeah. You don't look good at all.
That's what people say. But I think when I was 20, I looked 44.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone posted a picture of me in my 20s on Instagram and I couldn't believe it. I
wow.
showed it to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going well. It's been a week.
Does it feel good to get back into it?
Yeah.
Does it feel, do you feel rusty? Do you feel like what are the feelings? How is it? Is it the same as it always was?
When I first realized I was doing it, I had a panic attack that I'd forgotten how to do it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know how to
But
do
then
this.
Once you got into it.
Yeah. Once I got past the first cue, which is a piece of music in the film, the first piece, which was just like a general thing that I just made some sounds that I thought would be the sound of the film. Like, once I'd made those few little beats and things like that, I was like, okay, now I know what to do.
Yeah.
But I still don't know if it's right, but I've definitely got a direction.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking to it.
And they like what you're doing.
They do so far, yeah. The thing about these films, they can all change quickly.
Right.
Because there's so many... It's a lot of... this film had comedy in it. The new Predator had a load of comedy in it. And they showed it to people last year and they didn't like the comedy. So they reshot all those scenes, took all the comedy out.
Wow.
And the guy from Key & Peele is in it. And now there's no reason for him to be in it because there's no comedy.
Well, is he a good dramatic actor?
He's all right. Yeah.
He's not great, though.
But you expect him to be funny. There are some funny lines. There is some funny stuff in it, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. I think it's going to be good when it's finished.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for you.
I love the original.
I've never seen the original.
It's really good.
I've never seen the original.
And it's the same guy that did the original.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Directing it?
And writing it.
No way.
Yep.
So what? Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Same dude. I think. Wait.
Different movie.
Mate, I might be wrong about that. He did a lot. He did Lethal Weapon, but maybe he didn't do the original Predator.
What do you think about vaginas?
I like them. I'm for them.
But like, don't you think they're mental looking?
No.
I mean... I know I have a nice looking vagina, but...
Yeah, I don't think this is meant to look...
Aren't they like... I'm just thinking about the intricacies of the pussy. And like, they're pretty intense looking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so much going on there.
There's a lot going on in the pussy.
I mean, balls are pretty fucking crazy looking too, though.
Yeah.
Dicks are fine, whatever. They're, you know, they're just like this external thing. You know, but the balls are like weird. They've got this weird thin skin... And it's all like kind of pinkish or like the skin is different. Why is the ball skin so different?
I think it's so they protect for the heat.
But what do you
it's
mean?
It's got something to do with heat. I don't know. I don't know. I'm
Why
not a doctor.
Why is ball skin so different than
know.
Dick skin?
I don't know. I'm a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Have you ever...
Stop asking me.
Have you
I
ever...
I don't know. I don't want to talk about this.
Please. Have you ever wondered...
Never. Not until now.
Have you ever wondered about ball skin?
Never.
And just been
I've
like,
literally never even crossed my mind until now.
You've never thought to yourself, why is my ball skin a different texture than my dick skin or than my arm skin or my leg skin?
Why is the palm skin different
it's
from
not,
the other side?
It's not. It's
why is your heel different from the rest
not.
Of it?
It's not. It's just worn in.
Maybe
your nipple's different. But
yeah,
that's
there you
a,
go.
That's a,
lips. Why are lips different?
There you go. Thank you.
Why are lips different? Why is it normal than a lips than a lip?
Why are the lips all...
Yeah, why is that?
Why are the lips? So it's easier to speak a language?
Dog lips are funny. They're weird.
It's weird that we're these bodies and we have these two little circles. And without those two little round circles...
I can see shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oliver's only has one round circle and it doesn't even work.
He's never seen us.
Yeah.
He's pissed.
Isn't it weird that with a tongue, it's just your tongue. Your tongue is what... Your tongue craves food. Your stomach
not
craves...
Not true.
What craves food? Your stomach?
Brain.
Your brain. Oh, your brain craves food.
Yeah.
But your tongue deciphers what exactly you want.
No. Your tongue tastes the food.
Oh, but your tongue doesn't say like, yo, I want some chocolate.
No. You weirdo.
Do you know how stoned we sound right now? Or should I say how stoned I sound right now?
You do sound stoned.
So the tongue is not an intelligent thing. It's intelligent in that it produces the ability to taste.
The tongue's not intelligent. No, the tongue's, I don't know.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, a fucking muppet.
But it has the ability to make you taste. Isn't that miraculous? Your arm can't taste your food. Your elbow can't taste your food. Your testes can't taste your food. Your eyes can't taste your food. Only your tongue. Only this, that part. That's it.
Yeah, good
your
point.
Your cheek can't see anything.
No. Good point.
Or how about why is your nose the only thing that can smell?
Yeah, good
why
point.
Why is this thing in the center of your face?
Yeah.
You got these two little holes in the center of your face.
Yeah.
And they provided the ability to smell things, but your ears can't smell.
Good point.
Right? And then you got these two things on either side of your face. That give you the ability to hear this podcast. Unfortunately, yeah, you have to hear this podcast.
Good point.
Because of your ears.
Good point.
Right? But your eyes can't hear anything.
Good point.
Your nose can't hear anything.
Good point.
Your mouth cannot hear anything.
Good point. These are all good points.
But does it not just trip you the fuck out? The human body and brain and it's all of its functions. And why can't my nose see things and my eyes smell things?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
I don't think any of these are good points.
No, they do.
I'm simply just... talking about how fucking trippy it is that we exist at all in this world and how the body functions.
Check this out. When you're one, a year is a lifetime. When you're two, a year is half a lifetime. When you're three, a year is the third of your lifetime. When you're 10, a year is a tenth of your lifetime. When you're 20, a year is a 20th of your lifetime. When you're 30, a year is a 30th of your lifetime. When you're 40, a year is a 40th of your lifetime. So time does speed up as you get older.
Wow.
Check that shit out.
That just blew my dick
right?
off.
One, when you're one, from one to two is your entire lifetime.
A year is your lifetime.
When you're 40, it's a 40th. It's nothing.
Holy shit. And it is true. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but 2017 was fucking yesterday.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Time goes by so fast the older you get.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I'm 31 and I'm feeling it, so I can't imagine what the hell you're feeling.
Yeah.
Or our parents, really.
Yeah, because you imagine when you get to...
I think that's why staying present is so incredibly important if you want a happy life and not anxious about mortality every 5 minutes. Just staying present in the moment. Because if we can stay here, life is pretty damn long.
Yeah.
If you could stay in the moment, just moment by moment, if you live moment by moment, stop thinking about the future or the past, but just be in the moment as much as we can, life seems longer. It just seems like, it's right here. This is it. This is it. This is all we have. All we have is now.
Wasn't that Ram Dass documentary amazing?
Yeah.
Should watch that on Netflix.
What did he say? What was your takeaway from that?
I just loved the whole vibe of
what
him.
Did
I
he
thought
say,
he was an
though?
Amazing guy.
There was like some.
There wasn't really a takeaway, was there? Don't be scared of death. That was it.
Oh, yes.
He's like, it's just the next bit coming up.
He was looking forward to it.
How happy was that dude? How happy did he look? Do you remember when he went in the water in his wheelchair and all those people just floated him in there? Aww.
Yeah. No hair and makeup, a fucking course, because influencers are chop liver. So I'm going to New Orleans tomorrow and they just text me no hair and makeup. Because people were, I'm shooting a promo for this TV show, but it's just funny because I feel like social media influencers, like people don't take them seriously because you make videos on your phone and it's not TV.
Well, I feel like that is definitely changing.
It is changing and a lot of people get it.
Yeah.
A lot of people
even
get 60 it.
60 Minutes did a piece on it.
Well, and now,
last
like,
year.
Yes. And now influencers are actually getting their own shows, like big budget shows, including me. But it's just so funny though. Like, I just asked, like, oh, hey, will there be hair and makeup? No, no. And you only have 20 minutes to shoot the sketch and you have to bring your own material. And, you know, it's like, look, I'm not complaining because I'm getting paid well for this.
And it's also cool that TV stations have to come to you to publicize their show.
So like
that's crazy.
Yeah, so a TV network is like, please promote my show because
crazy?
Of your following.
So, yeah.
That's really mad. Cool.
Yeah,
but it's
great.
Just so funny. Like, really, dude, you have, like, I'm going on a TV set and I've been on many TV sets when I was on TV and there's hair and makeup there, and I guarantee you they're going to be fucking sitting in their trailer not doing anything because the cast is already going to be made up and they can't even do our makeup and hair. And like, I'm sorry, I suck at girling. I'm not a girly girl. I don't do makeup and hair well. Like,
you do, though.
I don't.
You do. You did the makeup on the most popular Pamela Pupkin videos.
Yeah, I manage, but I'm certainly not a professional. It is an art, and I it's like, the thing is, I'm going to be doing the sketch with like the cast who's going to be all made up and all done. And it's just so funny that, like, I don't know. Does this sound bad? Does this sound like I'm talking major shit?
No. It's really going on. So.
Yeah, it's just fun. I just noticed that, like, people look at like influencers as like second class or something. Some do, and then some don't. I don't give a shit. It's only my ego.
The younger generation doesn't. The younger generation is like
bloody, the younger generation is like exactly. They're like the Beatles.
VidCon
like,
is like the bloody yeah. Beatles. Yeah. Like where music is musical artists
but,
aren't even treated like.
But
that
networks
but
like
older people.
Yeah, like definitely. And older like network executives.
Oh yeah,
they like look at influencers and they're just like. They don't, they pay them well, but they don't necessarily treat them like they treat their actors.
Well, they're
I would
probably
say.
Like, God damn it, these people are taking all of our audience away.
Yeah.
Not that you are, but I'm sure that some people get threatened by it.
Yeah. I don't know, but whatever. It's fine.
It's going to be fine. You're only there for a day.
Yeah.
And you'll be back before you know it.
Yeah. No, I'm actually really excited.
You were excited about it.
I'm going to go. I want to try and go to an AA meeting there if
you
I can.
Should. You definitely
I mean,
should.
I definitely am not going to be out at the bars.
I haven't had been to a meeting for 2 weeks and I'm starting to bounce off the walls. I didn't go
you,
today.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The last one
Stop
I went to
it.
Was 2 weeks ago.
It's been 2 weeks?
Yeah. I need to go tomorrow ASAP.
Whoa. Yeah. That's like danger
stupid.
Zone.
Stupid.
Really?
Well, we do our walk, and my meeting is at our walk time.
Yeah. Well, not if you would get up early, you could make it.
But I try. But he makes it difficult to get up.
Don't blame the dog.
He does.
Don't blame the dog. He just pointed at our special needs dog, and he was like, he makes it difficult.
He does. If you snuggled him in the morning, he's extra warm.
Take him in the bag.
I do.
Yeah, I know. So take him earlier in the bag.
Okay.
I'm the one that's been waking up at like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, well, today. We do it one day and you're like, oh, I woke up at 3:15 a.m.
It's still light out and I'm legit gonna go to sleep after this. I'm not kidding you. I feel like a bag of dicks and I really don't want to like be sick for this. You guys, I just want to apologize if I sound at all like I was complaining or talking shit. Because like, not talking shit, but did you hear that Shelly's mom's a hermaphrodite? No, but like, not talking shit, but no, but I don't want to seem like I'm talking shit though. I don't want to feel ungrateful. I just get so fucking comfortable with you guys. And sometimes it's just, I literally just got a text that said no hair and makeup available. So, okay, I have to come hair and makeup ready to the set, even though there's a hair and makeup artist on the set. It just, to me, it doesn't make sense. Why can't you, if I'm helping you promote the show, just do a girl a favor and put some makeup on me so I can look good. To promote your show.
You already
paid the makeup artist for the day. They're there.
Do they have like, do makeup artists, do they work per day or do they work per
I believe they work per day.
Yeah, it would make sense. Yeah, it's
a SAG rate per day.
Yes.
But I'm sure that they're busy and whatever and, you know.
Yeah, they might be.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Yeah, it's lucky though that it's.
No, I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to help promote this great show, and we are really excited about this Helen Horvath episode, you guys.
Oh yeah,
so we can say it's a legit animation. We had this awesome guy. He's like this fucking cool kid. He's like early 20s. He
did a great job.
Mm-hmm. He's like a student and works full time, but he, you know, was trying to build his social media and we worked something out and he animated this 3-minute episode. And, you know, it's like, it's our first go at animation and it's just so exciting. I mean, it's probably definitely going to grow and evolve from there. I mean, we kind of both miss, right? The filters,
the facial expressions, what I miss. Yeah.
Do you miss the real world backdrop or no?
Do I miss the real world? No, I don't miss the real world backdrop. I miss the facial expression.
Like the very human facial expressions.
And the thing we were talking about with this other company that might be coming in to help us is
interesting. A hybrid.
Yeah. And hopefully we can like have the guy that did this and and this other company work together on something. But yeah, it's definitely a good first step.
Yeah. So basically we'd want to animate the world, but then filter the face. So it'd be like human faces on an animated body and in an animated world, because Helen, the show needs to progress and it needs to evolve.
Yeah.
And it can't just be on a Snapchat filter forever.
We need to get on that.
Well, we just are releasing the animation today. Well, actually, Steven is. Did we ever finish talking about that? Steven's releasing it on
because
he's an admin on my page. So he has because I can't because I'm banned from Facebook. I fucking cannot. I'm not allowed to comment on Facebook. I'm not allowed to share.
Well, the good news though is that you can go live from now on. And lives, I like the lives when you do. I think they're good.
I can't go live.
Like it. Not now, but when it comes back.
I'm banned. I cannot even go live.
No, but when it comes back, when you de-banned.
Yeah. Cats and dogs, they're the best in the world. They purr when they're happy and they cry when they're mad. Cats and dogs, we love them so much. They love to cuddle and they also like to poo. Poop a poop 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 poop.
Well, that's nice for the podcast listeners. It's like an end theme song. They've got their own special end theme this week.
I love it. Hey, guys. Thanks for watching the podcast, listening to the podcast. Sorry I was a bit sick and all over the place, but I hope you forgive me and I love you. And please comment, rate it 5 stars and subscribe. And we'll be back next week, everyone.
We'll be back next week.
Make sure you come listen or I'll rip your dick off.
Bye.